Hello, everybody. Cal Banion here. Cal Banion's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanion.com, go there right now because we've got additional text, links, images, graphics, all that kind of stuff that makes each one of these videos much more valuable to you. And of course, there also, we have a link there to the audio only version of this and also a transcription, although it may, the transcription may show up a little bit later. Who is this podcast for, these training videos? They're really for two sets of people. You are either someone who's already in the profession looking to move your skills up to the next level, or you might be someone who's thinking about getting into the profession and just kind of watching the videos, finding out what hypnotherapy and hypnosis is all about. So you're both very welcome to be here. All right, today's topic is going to be very interesting. Brenda, by the way, and all of our co-hosts bring me topics for each one of the shows, and I am always grateful that they do that kind of work for me. So I'm looking over here, and I am seeing that the first topic is, please make me forget him or her or it, etc., sometime in their past. So that'll be interesting. Can hypnotists do that? Should hypnotists do that? All right, let me introduce you to my co-host, Brenda Titus. Let me tell you about Brenda. Brenda is bubbly. She is enthusiastic. She really, really cares about her clients. She cares about the profession. She cares about other hypnotists. She spends time helping other hypnotists in our profession develop, be it on our online groups or in person. One of my greatest things that I appreciate about her is she does a fantastic job at helping me when I teach our certification courses. She and also Maureen, they help supervise the practice sessions to make sure everything is being done right and coaching and that kind of thing. Now, before Brenda was in the world of hypnosis, she had a bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology, and she worked at a rape crisis center, and we're so glad to have brought her over to the hypnosis side. She is a true hypno one percenter. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm always happy to be here to shed some light on great topics. So we have a couple of great topics to talk about today. But before we do that, I'd like to introduce you all to Cal Banion. Cal Banion is the hypnosis celebrity and authority. He's received almost every single award in the profession, and his books, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy and The Secret Language of Feelings, have made him an authority on hypnosis that works. And obviously, Cal brought us Five Path Hypnotherapy, Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis, and I use those actually every day in my practice here at the Banion Hypnosis Center, and I really do see people's lives be transformed through this work. So Cal has been on television, radio, promoting hypnosis as well, like I said, as The Secret Language of Feelings. And obviously we have almost 450 videos out there on the internet for everyone to see, learn, grow, and really give back to the profession. Because in the end, Cal is one of those people who experts in the profession really go for education, for guidance, and so I'm happy to be here today to talk about a couple of interesting topics.
All right, hey, so, you know, I'm going to do something I don't do very often. Brenda and I sat down and came up with the topics for this podcast and the next three. So give you some ideas of what's coming up. Brenda, by the way, thank you so much for the introduction. You are a true believer. I'm so proud of what you're doing with hypnosis at our center. Now, so this one is about please make me forget him, her, or whatever. Can hypnotists do that? Should hypnotists do that? The next video is going to be on so many feelings. Where do I start? And that's going to be about age regression when you do things like regression to cause, affect bridge, and time tunneling technique. Because typically, you know, you can only regress on one feeling at a time. The one after that is going to be countering the message that we get from the media, from our familyness, happiness comes from food, and how that can affect the work we do with weight loss clients. And then our last one we're gonna do, now of course, anything can change, but this is our plan. The challenge, now the fourth video in this series will be the challenge of the really small problem. Believe it or not, in many cases in the world of hypnotism, it's easier to work with big problems than it is small problems. Thank you for that lineup, Brenda.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm excited about those topics, different things that I've been seeing in my practice, and also some questions that have come to me from various people. So should I tell you a little bit about today's topic, Cal?
I want to put one little quick announcement before I forget. Okay, you guys, big announcement. Thursday, this comes out on Tuesday, Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, which is like 9 p.m. Eastern time, I have a age regression teleseminar. Now, this age regression teleseminar is really, really good. In fact, last year, and I'm going to add to it this year, it broke every National Guild of Hypnotists record for attendance from different countries, for the number of attending, and we want to break our record last year. So I want to invite you to be on that teleseminar. And you can get all the information on calbanion.com, Banion Teleseminar. So calbanion.com/Banion Teleseminar. And I'm going to sweeten the pot. In addition to just giving you a really, really informative age regression teleseminar, I'm also going to give you $120 in value of free bribes, bonuses. And so on the BanyanTeleseminar.com, I give you an idea of what kind of things you're going to get for free. You're going to get some things that we sell all the time for $29 each CDs. And you know what? I'm even going to add this time, I am going to create a very special audio program just for you. It's never been sold. It's never been available before. And it's going to be on avoiding the mistakes that age regression hypnotists make. And so if this one CD alone, if you do age regression, is worth its weight in platinum. But so we're going to make it available as a download to you, everyone who goes to this teleseminar. So it's this Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to be hosted by Elsa Meldridge. He's the one that sets up the NGH convention, and I'm very proud to be a part of that. All right, let's go.
All right, so today we are actually going to be touching on some topics that ultimately I think age regression really aids with. So I'm glad that we were able to set that up. So I have a question that comes to us from a five-pather, Penny Chasen, and she said that she gets this question actually relatively frequently, where someone will call and they will say, something very bad happened to me and I want you to help me forget it. And Penny goes on to explain, you know, that she uses a systematic approach to neutralize the emotions so that the impact isn't so significant to the client. But she says that when she's explaining this, that the clients, you know, sounds like they don't end up booking. They want an easy fix. They want to forget. So we thought we would bring that to the table and ask you what you thought about that, Cal.
All right, here's the deal. So sometimes they say, please make me forget about him, or please make me forget about her, or please make me forget about this incident, or my desire for this, or whatever. And I'll tell you something. This strategy of forgetting is really an infantile, and I mean that in a psychoanalytical kind of way, not in a put-down kind of way, but it's a strategy that children use. Children, when they get overwhelmed, they might just go to sleep. Children, when they get overwhelmed, they just forget about it. And they say, I don't know, right? So we understand that they might want to do that, and they might think it's the good idea, but here's the truth. The truth is that it's really unlikely you would be able to do that, to really block something that carries, you know, this kind of energy with it. As a matter of fact, in the mental health sciences, there is a school of thought that when we try to disassociate ourselves from emotionally painful events of the past, it can even lead to problems with mental health. So it's certainly not something we would want to do. So one, I don't think we can do it. Number, if we did, it would be just temporary. Secondly, it would probably be mentally unhealthy to do so. And thirdly, there's just something much better to do. And the best thing to do is to transform that pain, that event into something that no longer hurts them. They remember it. They might even think about it from time to time, but now it's not emotionally charged. I forget where I heard these words once, but it's like you want to take that painful event and turn it into like words in a history book. It's just information now. And when we do that, then what we've done is we've taken this painful event and we've made the most out of it. We've turned it into wisdom, you see, because intelligence is defined as the ability to learn from experience. And if you can't even remember the experience, heck, you certainly can't learn from it. And when we learn from our experiences, we develop wisdom and we'd be able to manage our life better today and in tomorrows. So I would just try to educate them in that way, that first, it's unlikely that suggestions like that would last very long if they were accepted at all. Secondly, it's probably not a mentally healthy thing to do. Thirdly, there's something much better to do, and that is for you to be able to remember that stuff but not have it bother you anymore. In fact, between you and me, I want to tell you, we're going to do something even better than that. With proper training, you'll take those painful events from the past and turn them into something. You see, when they become wiser because of it, when they become better off because of it, then what we have here is something to be grateful for. And we can transform that fear, anger, guilt, sadness, whatever it is, fear from the past, into something that is wisdom and gratitude. And when you do that for somebody, you've really, really done something that maybe 1% of our profession can do. And that's what we want to strive for, to be the top 1%, best of the best. Anything you want to add to that, Brenda?
That was so beautifully put, Cal. I had written that concept of the silver lining and how you explain that with the wisdom behind it. I just so appreciate that, you know, because so many times then, you know, I try to explain to people, you know, especially when they specifically are coming to me saying, you know, well, I had a specific event, you know, really then, you know, helping them understand, you know what, you've been through that, you've experienced it, you know, and so you've already been through the difficult part. But I love then you sharing that part about having the wisdom in it. We can't take it away. We can't make it unhappen. So let's have the wisdom in it. Find the silver lining, how it can now help you in your future, and then be able to, as you said, just see it as words in their history book, and have it not even, you know, have any impact except being able to have the wisdom for the future. So thank you so much, Cal, for helping us talk about that question today.
Right. See, if you got hurt by doing something with someone and then you forget about it, it increases the probability that you would do that thing again. And you see, the difference between intelligence and dumb has to do with the ability to learn. And when we take away these learning events from your life, what does that do? It kind of makes you look dumb. And you can imagine if your spouse or your mother or your sister or best friend starts talking about an event from your past that was significant, and all of a sudden you look like this lobotomized zombie going, huh? I don't remember that. That people are going to start questioning your mental health, and you probably would too. So no, we don't make them forget. We don't make life go away. We make life better, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I so appreciate how you just shared that. I do actually have a family member who actually lost a substantial amount of their memory. And I just realized how much that means now that I think about it from the way that you explained it, for them to be able to learn from that past, just like you said. So thank you so much, Cal, for bringing some light to this topic. And thank you, Penny, for that question. And anything else, Cal, before we wrap it up for today?
Gosh, I want to interject something. And that is, I was writing something on Facebook yesterday, and I'm not going to bring it up. Maybe I can bring it up real quick. And Henry Ford, I mean, one of the greatest industrialists and thinkers of the last century, he said, if you think you can do a thing or think you can't do a thing, you're right. And what hypnotists do is, among other things, is we enable people to think that they can. And I'm so happy about this if we start thinking in terms of that, you know, we're just working with everyday people, and everyday people have enough stuff happen to them in their lives that don't upset them to the degree of mental illness, that we have plenty to do. And I know there's some hypnotists out there that they kind of want to play psychologist, and you don't need to. I mean, you can have a thriving practice where you help gobs and gobs and gobs of people working with just everyday people with everyday problems, be it from bad habits, be it with anxiety, and I mean that in like nervousness, you know, not like an anxiety disorder, but, you know, fear of public speaking, fear of this, fear of that, not feeling confident in themselves. And we work with people like that. We really do make a difference, and it makes, when we make a difference in people's lives, that makes a difference in our lives. And we have the opportunity to be in one of the most satisfying and fulfilling professions that you could ever, ever be in. All right, go ahead and wrap it up, Brenda.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us today. You can find me at ochypnotherapy.com or Brenda at ochypnotherapy.com. I'm, of course, available over at our HypnoSpace. I am on the Hypnotist Lounge group over there, as well as the Board Certification Accountability Group. If you are planning to sit for your board certification exam this year at the NGH convention, please come over and talk to me. Share me what you're thinking and how you're feeling about it. I would love to have some people over there as we are getting into our final couple of months and weeks to prepare. So have a great week, and we will see you all next time.
All right, Brenda. You folks out there, another little quick little thing. I want you to think about these next few months, this summer, all the way through August, as the season of personal and professional investment. There's so much stuff going on. Yes, I talked about that this Thursday. I've got the teleseminar free to you, plus $120 value in bonuses from me to you just for showing up and learning some insider stuff about age regression. Then, you folks out there who are already certified in hypnosis, or you're thinking about being certified in hypnosis, there is no better place in the world to start your career than with the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course. It has all the core material of the National Guild of Hypnotists requirements, and it has 5-PATH, which includes age regression, forgiveness work, parts work, all of that kind of thing. Plus 7-PATH self-hypnosis comes up in July 6th through the 16th with the weekend off, and October 5th through the 16th with the weekend off. And then I want to see you folks with, along with Brenda and Celeste and Erica, at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, August 7th through the 9th. Plus, stick around for 2 days. I have a 2-day age regression certification course. In those 2 days, we're going to take you to the point to where you can get somnambulism, the required level of hypnosis for doing age regression, and then truly have an understanding of age regression that few hypnotists have. And you'll be on your way to being in that 1% status. So that's it. Thank you so much. Thank you to my crew. Thank you, Marianne, who records and sets up these videos. Thank you to Abby. She helps with our customer service and creating our materials and that kind of stuff. And thank you, Brenda. And thank you, Maureen. And thank you all. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.